revere Swami Atmagnananji. Swami Brahmarupananji is not here. ABC, I remember. And Swami Chit Brahmarupananji. I'm very honored and humbled that Swamiji asked me, gave me this work to talk. But I'm a loser because I came to listen to Swami Atmagnananji. I found out there was Upanishad class, and then, so that's my loss. But he gave me work, and I couldn't say no. I thought, okay, I'll talk. This is something that, this was not planned at all. I just wanted to come, three people, because I visited this center many years ago when it was very small, and Swamiji showed me that this bookstore, that was the room, that was. And then I heard about all these and I wanted to come. So I told Swamiji, in between I'll find time, couple of days, and I'll come. And then all alumni said, we want to come. So this was very unplanned, but maybe planned by him. And that all I can see, that it is planned by him. And Vidyapeeth also looking back, that's my conviction that it was planned by him. How Ramakrishna arranged everything, that's just unbelievable. I wish I can consider myself just a tool in the hands of him, and he makes me a better tool, or us, my wife and me, makes us a better tool. So I grew up in a family where very spiritual, my parents. Early morning prayer starts. I grew up with that, getting up early morning and then gets up always 5 o'clock and then does puja. And I grew up in that environment, and he loved Swami Vivekananda. He used to recite Swami Vivekananda's quotes in front of us children, and he liked that power and strength, that at wish I can drink the ocean, the mountains crumble down. And that impression was so much on us. Then I grew up, then there were some rituals, and I could not find the reason of rituals. And, you know, teenager time, so I started asking questions. Why this, why this? Like a sacred thread time. They recite like maybe 100 of different kind of scenes, and they all go away. And I thought, oh my God, you can do scenes and then you can even get rid of it. And even many I cannot even think of. So why should we recite all these scenes? Anyway, that's one question, but many. And at that time I thought, why people don't explain to me? Why they don't tell me the reason for doing all these things? Later on, I found out that it wasn't easy to explain. And many people, even though they know the reason, they cannot explain. But at that time, I thought if they are not cannot explain, then it's not true. So I was about to quit. I mean, I quit even for a while, everything. I don't believe, I thought. I don't know. It's better to do something else, like achieve something in the world. But then At that time, Swami Vivekananda's volumes came in Gujarati translated. So I started reading, and then I found out, oh, he had problems. And he was fighting with his teacher. So somehow I felt like some connection, and I thought, oh, this is good. And then I found the way Swamiji was explaining. I read all the volumes at that time they came, complete works in Gujarati. I don't think I understood everything. Some part I understood, some went above my head, but I found that he's trying to explain everything. And that impact was so deep, and then I start seeing things from a different point of view about spirituality and the need for spirituality. So I came back, meaning in spiritual life. Also, on the other hand, I hang around with all elite people in Ahmedabad city, the big city of Gujarat. I came in contact with writers, poets who are well known, they got the prizes, artists, and all of them. And then I found that they're very good. They impressed me. But something lacking, like it's not that what I was looking for. And then I started contemplating that what was I looking for. And then I came back for spiritual practices. I started all my prayers and everything again. And now, with understanding, then I met again by Ramakrishna Dev's, I guess, all arrangement, that I met Auntie, my wife, they call Auntie and Uncle. That's how, so Vandana Jani, that my wife, and we met. And she also grew up in a very academic family. Her grandfather started a first school for girls in Ahmedabad city. And then her parents and uncles were teachers, and in her education, like environment in the home was very free, free thinking, independent thinking, and express yourself. Whatever you believe in, you stand for it. And then when we met, we both liked this Swamiji's teachings. And after married 3 years, I had to come here. That also, again, the circumstances that where I was teaching, they were planning to close the science section. I wanted to do PhD, so I went to one advisor, and he said, look, I'm trying to go to America, and so why don't you try also? I don't want to take you as a student, but because I may have to go. So I thought, okay, let me try. And then within a few months, I got green card. And at that time, my wife was expecting a son, and I had my green card ending. So I came just 10 days before he was born. And then afterwards, they joined after 1 year. And then we were doing prayer. At that time, hardly you can see any Indian family around. So there was one Indian student in my graduate class. We say hi and bye. And then one day we met in the bus, and he was sitting in the front with another Indian, and I was behind. And he was asking, where are you from? I said, I'm from Bengal. Oh, are you Bengali? He said, I know 3 Bengalis. So I kind of thought, he counts how many Bengalis, Maharashtrian, Gujarati, he knows. And But then he said, you know who? And I thought he wants to tell the names. And he said, Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swamiji. He said, what? So I told, hey, how do you know? I said, well, we read to the prayer, we read gospel. I told, we do prayer, we read gospel also. Very difficult to find in America somebody's reading gospel every day. So I told, give me your number. And then he gave me number. He took my number. And we went to our home. I told my wife that I met somebody who's doing prayer and reading gospel. They invite for dinner. So I'm calling. At that time, there was no call waiting or anything, you know, no caller ID. So phone was busy and busy and busy. I tried for an hour. Then I hang up. I thought, okay, maybe later. Then phone rang. And I said, who are you? Humesh. Said, well, I was trying to call you. He said, I was trying to call you too. I went home and I talked to my wife. I met somebody who read gospel, they do prayer. They invite for dinner. So we met, and kind of that was a beginning, the setting of the ground. So we met, we liked each other. My wife already finished her PhD, and they were doing PhD in math, husband, wife, both. I was doing PhD. So we are kind of same field and same liking, singing, reading, discussing. So whenever we get chance, we just meet, talk, sing, sometimes up to late, 1, 2 in the morning. Then we decided every Saturday we'll do prayer together. Individually we are doing. And then the word went around that, oh, there's a prayer on Saturday evening here. And he had a bigger living room, so doors were open. And then we do prayer. And then when I turn to read, I see some new faces, strangers, Indians, all, of course. And then they come and say, what have, oh, we heard that there's a prayer here, so we liked it. And in Jersey City. Yeah, that's in, I'm talking about 72, 73, around that time. Then the kids were jumping around in the background. we say, hey, sit down quietly. So 5 minutes they will sit, but again they get up and then, you know, jump around. So my wife asked me, can I take them in another room and then talk to them? It will be quiet for you and I'll have some good time with them. I said, so, sure. So she took them out in another room and started teaching. Then afterward, prayer was very quiet, reading. And afterwards, all the kids came. One was Rama. With whatever available thing, she prepared them as Rama, and then Hanuman, and Shiva. And then they come and say, Om Namah Shivaya Santaya Ramaya Ramachandra. Everybody liked it. It's good. After a couple of weeks, I said, look, these elders, they had exposure about spirituality in India. And their minds are already set. I don't think, you know, it's joy to do prayer and all. But you are enjoying only with the children. And that I'm jealous. You know? I think we both should give them separate time together. So we decided, okay, we will spend time. So we decided Saturday morning we will teach them. We'll spend time, couple of them. Not teaching, we just say spend time with them, couple of hours. And one of them said, okay, I'll bring them. So at that time we were living in Elizabeth, and many parents were around Jersey City, so one person said, I'll bring them. That is also again arranged by Thakur, that my uncle was doing, has a katha, Satyarayana katha in his home. So we went. It's like a three-story building and then the staircase and two apartments on each side. So on this side, katha going on, and all of a sudden I found our son disappeared. So I was worried that he will fall down from the staircase. I came. So he went into the other apartment. And as soon as I went in, I saw a big picture of Sri Ramakrishna. And I just stood there, such a big picture here. And I'm just standing there. The person came from inside and said, come inside, you know. And my son was playing with his son. So then I just said, oh yeah. And then we talked about Ramakrishna. Then I asked that there must be center around here and I want to go. He said, yeah, I go to Ramakrishna Center in New York. You can come with me. So I said, okay. But when we went to the center, we came down, then opened the door a little bit, and then we saw Swami talking in Bengali to other Bengali people. So then we saluted from the door and left. So a few weeks, we just went upstairs and sat, enjoy the talk, come down, see again Swami talking in Bengali to others, we salute. Then they closed and then went to Thousand Island Park. So then in Thousand Island Park, we also went, this person, Gandhi, Mr. Gandhi. He moved to California after this. Swami Swahananda, and they knew him very well. So he said, oh, we also go to Thousand Park, come. So 3-4 families, we were there. And then in the evening time, the aarti started. And then we went to see the rock, and we came back. But then the room was full. So I sat at the door sill, and Khandana started, and I had a manjira, so I started playing manjira. And Adishwanji was sitting right in the front, like. But then he started, like, looking back a couple of times, but he couldn't see. And then the whole thing was over. There was japa meditation, so they all went. I was thrilled, Swami Vivekananda's room. And I'm coming first time, so I sat down alone for a while. And then when I came down, Swami Adishwanji was waiting, who was playing manjira. So I said, I did. Do you know, without my consent, one cannot play manjira or do anything? I said, I didn't know, I'm sorry. But the khandana went on, I had manjira, so I played. No, you did very good. He said, usually I don't never look back, but I found somebody knows science of this, Yantal. So, what do you know? And then he said, okay, Swamiji, somebody said, oh, we do prayer and this, that. And okay, bring our berry harmonium, bring. Then we sang. And Swamiji talked. He said, come next tomorrow morning, 9:00. And then we came, just two of us, we went. And then we talked, and he said, you know what? In Belur Math, we had a rule, every Swami should know prayer. So we also learned something. So he brought harmonium, and he sang 2-3 bhajans. Not many people have heard. I was asking Swami. So we are so fortunate. I still remember Jai Jai Ramakrishna, he sang it. Other bhajans. Then Miss Cougar was secretary. Said, Swami, we have work to do. I'm coming. Then another bhajan, Swami, we have to work. Okay. He said, I have to go. but come in the evening. And then that's how His grace started on us. And then He came to know about Vidyapeeth thing. We had in 76 we decided that was a Ganesh Chaturthi, and that was the day we decided we'll give time to the children only. And it was kind of a year, so we had annual function. So we invited Swami Adishwanda for that, our first annual function. Later on, he said in the talk that, you know, Mahindra asking me, or Vanna, I thought, you know, they just get together for social reason, this, that, but I was kind of absorbed in the whole program. At that time, we presented, my wife wrote a play from Kathopanishad, and then some students sang, and they presented paragraph recitation of Swamiji's teachings, and he liked it so much. So, initially he was very skeptical that, you know, usually people get together, then become social club or gathering, you know. But then he found out, and then he encouraged us that keep what you have. That means the whole idea about Vidyapeeth was that they get intellectual and physical development, mental development outside in the best in the schools. But moral and spiritual development is missing. So based on Swamiji's teachings, again, so Thakur and mothers, we should provide to them. And we were convinced that most of human problems, they have because lack of spiritual background. If there is a spiritual background, if it's solid, then the problems can be solved. So that was a firm conviction that moral, spiritual background they must have. And from the childhood, very difficult later on to get into it. So, and we saw. So we started with 7 students, and we were not sure whether they will like it. We thought we'll like it, but what is the response? But we were amazed. They didn't want to go after 2 hours. And my wife used to cook lunch for them afterwards, and they want to come back again. So, and then more and more number increased. So we decided we'll go where they are living in Jersey City, around them. And then again number increased. 1-bedroom apartment. We did not have any furniture. There were only 1 bed, sofa come bed, and whole living room was empty for the prayer and classes. And there were classes in the kitchen, in the bedroom, and they used to hang their jackets on the rod of our bathroom. And number increased, so they piled up the jackets. And there, Swami Adishwanda came, Swami Swananda also came there. And we had a hard time. I remember, my wife remembers all this, and so I remember. I call her my memory, the extended memory, you know. So she said that, once Swahananda and Adishwanda came, and Swahananda, like, we gave food, and Swahananda said, I need fork. And we panicked. We didn't have fork. So I was a graduate student, and then she remembered that we opened the bank account, and they gave us gift, like two set of spoon and, you know, fork. So she remembers she brought them up and we were saved. And they liked it. They liked the whole thing. And they came a couple of times. Swami Sahananda also came. And Adishwanda then always give us time after his talk, everything over, then, you know, he gave so much time to talk. And again, on the phone, we had discussion, and his guidance and grace was continuous right after that. And that really helped. Then the number increased so much. I don't know how long I can go on and on. Yeah. But some incident that usually Adishwanji, he tells what you should do. And at the end always said, okay, I told you whatever you have to do, what I think you should do, but then you decide what you want to do. But once it happened that our son, he was in fourth grade, and somebody was going to India, so we thought maybe he should go see his grandparents. So we sent through some other family, and he was coming back. Our apartment, the whole house was going to be sold, so we had to move. So we were desperately looking a place for Vidyapit. And somebody came and said, you know, there is one house, we must get it. If we don't go today, we will lose it, and we will have three-bedroom apartments, and we live two together, and one you can run Vidyapit. So I said, okay, so we went. I brought Pranav from the airport, dropped him with somebody, some senior student, and we went to see the house. We came back, and we found out that, Swami Adishwanda called. And I said, okay. So I called, and then he started scolding. Where did you go? He said, Swamiji, there was some house in there. But your son, I'm worrying about your son. He's coming back, and you just left him at the home immediately. So, okay, Swamiji, but you know the house. What house? I told that this somebody's buying, you know, together. No, you're not buying with anybody. Either you buy your house and run with Vidyapit, or let parents find a place and you run there. And the first time, it was almost decided. And so, but first time I said, Adishwanda never said command. You know, he said, no. So I hung up and I told this other friend. He was so mad. I told, look, he never does this. He commanded. I have to follow 100%. I cannot do otherwise. So, and thank God. Because afterwards some ideas, then thing developed. So from 81 to 90, 10 years we ran Vidyapit in our house, and basement was used. Again, no furniture in the house, all bedroom and all, where for the classes, number increased, so we started 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. But then number increased again, every day like 80 students plus teachers plus parents, they stay there. So then we decided we must have a building. And then in 91, we bought the building. And that also many rejection, like many houses we saw for 2 years, and nothing works out. And all of a sudden, by coincidence, somebody rejected our offer, so we took the deposit back. I was sad, and I just stopped by to some real estate agent and said, how about this property? And I saw and I thought, that is it. Just perfect. A Jewish center next door, church on one side, townhouses. So there is not going to be any problem about permission from the town. And then We ran there, and then again the number increased, and everybody said, "Uncle, not enough space." So we doubled the building in 2000 after 10 years. Now again, teachers complaining, "Not enough space." So we have like about Saturday, about 200 plus students coming from kindergarten to 12th grade. Sunday, we have about 250 or more plus students. We stopped any admission except kindergarten because there's no room physically. Parents come, they cry, some of them, you know. Or somebody has kindergarten student but third grader, brother, sister. And then say, "Please take them." But, I mean, we are helpless. We feel bad also. But anyway, also another thing we found that by, again, God's grace, Thakur's wish, many, many parents and wonderful people, devotees, they came on their own. And they joined in and started taking the burden. We have more than about 70 teachers and another equal number of helpers, about 70 plus helpers. And now everything's just going so smoothly, one after the other. There's not a single dull moment in Vidyapeeth. One function is over, another is ready. Just recently we had a Saturday-Sunday speech competitions for 6th grader through 11th and symposium of 12th graders, and wonderful, wonderful ideas they presented, students. It brings out the best in them. So what we found, it bring out the best from everyone. Why parents come? Somebody said, "You know what, Vidyapeeth is like a quicksand. If you go into it, never come out." You know? So for many people, they enter Vidyapeeth, then that's it. The children graduated for many years ago, but they come, they help. So again, it is a divine wish. Otherwise, human being cannot do this. It just, they all gather, they work hard. Each one has something to contribute. They feel that they're blessed because they contribute. So it just happened. And we have various teachings, like through stories we teach, you know, younger children. Just feel them have a fun. They come for fun. So they come, like some little story that, you know, one teacher told the story that, you know, father went up the tree to steal mango and asked the son that, you know, watch if anybody's watching. And the son said, father, dad. Yeah, somebody's watching. So he came down. Who's watching? God is watching. You know. And father was mad. You know, like he slapped him. He says, "I mean, some man owner is watching or not." You know. So this story was told, and then teacher cut apples and then ask kids to go away and then eat the apple, means torn the piece when nobody's looking at you. So everybody hide in the corner and cut, and one boy brought the same apple back. I said, "What happened?" "I couldn't find a place where God is not watching." So there are many, many different ways through stories and singing. Children are enjoying. I have seen many kids, and always 12th graders when they graduate, they always say that, "Oh, initially when my parents brought me here, I did not like it at all, to get up early morning, to give up TV, this, that." But once they get in, they don't want to miss it. The parents say that after a couple of times, we don't have to wake them up. They wake us up. And we have a rule that they have to be there before 9 o'clock. The 9 exactly we start. So So from 76, we are just having fun on Saturday and Sunday. It goes whole day, Saturday, Sunday. So sometimes people say, oh, you don't have a weekend. Our weekend starts Sunday, 6 o'clock in the evening to 9 o'clock. That's our weekend. But there's so much joy and fulfillment. And if we were doing anything else, we would not have even an iota of the pleasure and joy and fulfillment what we get by spending this time. And especially when we see students, later on they learn many things, inspiring biographies, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, life of Thakur Ma Swamiji, direct disciples, you know. Then Indian history, a little bit of Sanskrit, reading and like that. So many, many things they learn. And again, our main principle is moral spiritual development, spiritual development. If that connection, that love develops, then we feel we are successful. So we see that, you know, blossoming. We see our alumni wherever nearby center, like here, some of them, they came. So when they found out, oh, we are coming here, so they also rented a car and then said, oh, we'll come. In Boston, they go to center, New York center, they go. So wherever, California. So we are happy to see that they are taking something from Vidyapit in their life afterwards. So I spoke so much. Now, any question, or I asked some students to say one or two things, why? 1 or 2 minutes, why they liked it, why they want. Somebody asked me, you know, one group came from North Carolina. And then they said, you know what? We bought a big building, 300 car parking, many rooms, a school building, but then no students are coming. So we heard about you. What do you do? So I said, I don't know. Ask them why they come. So I guess it's good to hear from them. And then again, whatever my training and development and what my wife's training development, just so matching, and many things are complementary, many are same, and that just helped. So she just says sometimes, you know, we married just for Vidyapit. And when 20 years reunion time, our son spoke from the stage, I have a sibling, her name is Vivekananda Vidyapit, and my parents give more attention to her than me. And at that time we were, oh wow. But he was happy. He said, I got so much out of it. So I'm not jealous. Okay, so if it's okay with you, then they can talk about, why not just say, briefly, 1 minute, 2 minutes if you have some.
Namaste. My name is Rishi Dar. I am an alumnus. All of us here are alumni of Vidyapit. I graduated from high school and Vidyapit in 2013. And I came from kindergarten to 12th grade, and I absorbed so much I don't even realize. Like just today we were driving here and we're reciting some Bhagavad Gita, and I just realized, oh yeah, for 6 months some teacher yelled at me and made me memorize this, that forced me to memorize this. So I learned so much, but two things why I really, really liked Vidyapit, I guess I can say. One thing is the good company. I'm in my third year of college now, and I can say it's pretty hard to find good friends who have the same likings as I do and interests. Like how Uncle is saying, like he was in the PhD, trying to get a PhD, and he met these people who had the same interests. So the same way, I find it hard to find close friends that I can open up to and, you know, go on this journey with together, on this path that Vidyapi has set for us. And so that's one reason, like the holy company, the good company that we have. And then the second reason is I find it really refreshing, because everyone in the U.S., in the school system, we all go through kindergarten through 12th grade, then college, get a job, you know, you make a living and like that's your life. But I feel like going to Vidyapi is really, really refreshing. And you're exposed to such broad ideas that you wouldn't otherwise come across without searching so much yourself. So that has been given to us on a platter, and it's amazing. And I love going back because it's just so refreshing every time, no matter how many times you hear the same ideas over and over. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bindi. I graduated in 2011. I also have been coming from kindergarten to 12th grade. So for me, I think it's a character development school, especially. So I feel like that has shaped my life during college, after college, greatly. And it's so much fun to come back and try to help what I've been given with. And I feel like it has made my, like, faith in Hinduism and Thakur and Swamiji and Holy Mother stronger. I feel like it has, like, there was an incident, for example, in my college, Rutgers, where a person from a Christian faith came to me, and then they said, please read this book, and then they said, after you read this, please accept Jesus Christ as your savior. And then for me, I said, I accept him from a Hindu perspective, but from a Christian perspective, that'll be a little bit tricky, but it just, but it shows, like, I learned that through Vidyapi, but like it made my faith in Hinduism so strong that I was still able to accept other people's faiths and beliefs and still be strong with my fundamentals. So I think that was a huge part of that. So thank you.
I'm a little shorter, excuse me. Namaste, everyone. My name is Shreya Chaturvedi, and I went to Vidyapi from 1st to 12th grade, and now I'm a senior at George Washington University, right down the block, basically. And one thing that I learned from Vidyapi is the idea of karma yoga, and, you know, that your service is your worship. As a senior, I'm embarking on graduate school, and I'm thinking about pursuing my studies in speech-language pathology, and one thing that Vidyapi taught me is to see Shiva in every person that I serve, and seeing that spark in people who aren't as fortunate as us. And I feel so invigorated and lucky to have had an education that allows me to help others. And Vidyapi really, really instilled that in me. So thank you, Uncle.
Hi, everyone. Namaste. I am a senior at Georgetown University, which is a Catholic Jesuit school also in Washington, D.C. I attended Vidyapi from kindergarten to 12th grade, and I can say that my experience at Georgetown has been incredible, mostly due to the values and character that were developed because of Vidyapeeth. To feel that I have been able to thrive and really grow in my faith as a Hindu by attending a Catholic institution is something that I didn't know was possible, but as Shreya said, to feel so firm in the teachings of our three Bengali friends also really has made us be so open to the faith traditions of all our other peers in this world, and that is something, an invaluable lesson. Additionally, as a young student, and even in kindergarten, we have camp every summer, and I think most of us students have grown so much during those 2 weeks or 1 week in the camp, which is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., full of learning mythology, Sanskrit, biographies, and one thing that caught my eye since I was young was I always would see all these older students in college coming back, or past college, working, coming back to be our counselors, and I thought, they've seen so much in this world, and they've gone and had all these other experiences besides just being with their parents and being with Vidyapeeth, that why are they still coming back to this place, right? They can do anything and they can go anywhere in the world, so why are they coming back to help this institution? And that really inspired me and showed me that there's something special here, and maybe I'm seeing it now and maybe I'm not yet, but I want to go through this to also find the special treasure that they found and that they see here, and develop those goggles that apparently they have that one day I'll have too. And now we all have so much fun, and our holy company we have developed that we all like to come back and give back to those same kids. So that's another lesson. And just the idea of holy company, that Vidyapeeth itself is a platform that we were able to launch off of, and we always have a double responsibility as alumni now to give back to an institution that gave us so much, but also we always talk about paying it forward in future generations, and hopefully can help out so that Vidyapeeth is sustained in the future. If we're in D.C. or in New Jersey or in California, to try and bring these wonderful teachings elsewhere. So thank you.
Nothing was planned, okay? I'm hearing also first time.
So I'll keep it short because I realized I'm the last one. So I'm working here in D.C. I've graduated college a couple years ago. I was also at Georgetown with Balabi. The one thing I would say about Vidyapeeth, I mean, there's so many things I can say, but I think that what we realize is that we were able to be formed. We've gone through this formation in our lives and gone through this education in such a pivotal moment of our lives. And I think, you know, none of us really knew, like, Uncle's story and how he questioned until we got a lot older and we understood how he was so effectively able to teach us, him and the other teachers teach us about our culture, teach us about the philosophy, our religion, all these important values. And that was because of the fact that they also questioned, Swamiji also questioned. And so when we went every Sunday for me and every Saturday for some other students, these ideas resonated so well and so strongly. And it was partially because of this reason that Swamiji, Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, had all these teachings that were so practical in every facet of our lives, you know, both within this setting, outside, in the workplace, in school, in even in sport. And I think that's what kept all of us coming, was that we knew deep down that these teachings were practical, they're logical, they're based in a scientific way of thinking, and that scientific way of thinking really meshed well with this spirituality. They're one and the same. And I think that's what truly made me and a lot of other students appreciate our time there, the effort that so many people put in without any pay, without any sort of tangible reward, just the fulfillment they get from coming every week. And we felt the same exact way. So I think for me personally and for a lot of students, it's this feeling deep down that, you know, whenever I'm making a decision, there is a second voice in my head. And maybe it's in my own voice. I don't know. Longer analogy. That may not have been there if I may not have been awakened if I wasn't given this education. And I think that's guided me through my school, through the types of work that I was able to do after school that I never thought I would ever be interested in. And I think for those reasons, we're so happy that we were connected with these three of our friends and have been so helpful in leading our lives the way they have been led. So thank you.
So 3 years after, but don't feel bad. I'll be driving you. But because of the time of other people, just one, Sunita ji, like one a parent and then teacher and helper. And recently, she was thrilled. She found out that her great-grandfather's picture was with Swami Vivekananda in a group of Kashmir, people of, like, a picture in the Kashmir. And she said, oh, we just found out, you know, my great-grandfather picture is there. So he said, that explains everything. Why am I here? So I'll just ask from that point of view, you know, what teacher get. As you heard, no teacher takes any single cent. Rather, they see need, so they give money. They give their time. And then many, like I remember somebody walked in and he told me, oh, this person comes every Sunday early and spend that much time? He's a medical doctor. And to get his appointment, I had to wait for 2 months. And he comes here every Sunday. And he opens the Vidyapit and stays until the end. So there are people, just amazing. Thakur's inspired them. And so I told her maybe from that perspective 1 or 2 minutes.
So namaste, everybody. I don't know where to begin, but uncle and auntie knew what they were getting into when they started Vidyapeeth. We had no clue what we were doing. We just brought, you know, we had my daughter was 3 years old when we found out about Vidyapeeth. So we thought we'll just take her there. She will get some cultural background and maybe make some friends. And that's how it started. And then, as uncle said, Vidyapeeth is like a quicksand. If God's grace is upon you, you get sucked into it. So that's what happened. Before we knew, the kids were graduating. And I think as a parent, the biggest reward that I felt from being associated with Vidyapeeth was that when they were going to college, I didn't have that anxiety that, oh my God, what are they going to do in college? And will they make the right choices? Will they make the right decisions? I felt that I had that confidence that we have done the best that we could have done as parents and given them the right values at Vidyapeeth. Along this, there was a personal journey also, and I feel because of Vidyapeeth, I am today a much better human being, much better person than I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. So that is, you know, the biggest reward one can have as a human being. And the best of all is to be a teacher there. When a little kindergartner comes and gives you a hug, what more can you ask for? So it's been a very rewarding journey, and we are so thankful to Uncle for starting Vidyapeeth and really realize that it's God's grace upon us. Thank you.
So I remember when we went to get the permission from the town to double the building, and then the council was there, the town council. They sit there and they televise it, and then me and lawyer, we sit in the front. And then they said, anything wants to say something for Vidyapeeth? And then one by one people came. After 4, 5, 6, the chairman said, okay, we heard enough about good thing about Vidyapeeth. Anybody wants to tell bad or against giving permission? So thank God no one got up. One neighbor came and said, can we have a fence between? We worry about the kids going into the lake. And we said, sure, sure. We're afraid you may not like the fence, so, but we'll do it. And then, anyway, so that reminded me that after many, 4 or 5, they talk, everyone say, okay, enough, we heard. And just one little incident, and I'll conclude that. We tried to explain, as I said, that I had questions in, I wanted explanations. So then we thought that we will give them explanation. We will not say, just swallow this, just do this, but why you do it. And again, they see examples in front, then they believe. And if people are practicing, so many teachers in Vidyapeeth are practicing what they're teaching, and therefore their words have power, and that appeal is there. So just one incident that I went to somewhere, and one of our Vidyapeeth teacher, for some reason, some work, and then say, I'll introduce my colleagues, and then started telling, you know, we go to Vidyapeeth in the morning. They said, what time? Oh, Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 to 1. 9 to 1? And he said, it's a wastage of time. And then the teacher was shocked. Why did I introduce, you know? All enthusiasm was gone from the teacher. And at that time, it came to my mind, and I said, it's not a wastage, but it's an investment in the life of your children. If you invest now, you don't worry whole life. Their life is built. Wherever they go, they will make the right decision. They will do the right thing. So if you invest now up to 12th grade, the whole life you will have a peace of mind. If you don't invest now, they get confused later on, or take some wrong path or decision, then you have to suffer. So it's not a wastage of time. It's an investment. And Adishwan used to say, every time it's like a gold coin, you know. The way you have insurance and all these, so build up your children's character, early age. And he gave like a very solid, strong support throughout. So his grace was there. And Thakur's, we consider blessings of Thakur Mahan Swamiji. So I conclude, if there is time, maybe one singing, Ramakrishna Saranam, we will sing. So I'll conclude. Om Sthapakaya Cha Dharmasya Sarvadharma Swarupine Avatar Varishthaya Ramakrishnaya Te Namaha. Om Sri Ramakrishna Arpanamastu.